Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 43 of Bella Boys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And
today's special guest is...
The couch.
You!
First order of discussion. Sorry.
We're just going to go into it and just gonna dive right into it.
Okay, I do want to talk about work from home, just because, for those of you who don't know, I have started a new job. Now we are both... work from home. I want to say, like, lately, I mean, I've only done this for 2 weeks, but I do feel like I miss a part of working in person. I don't know if you ever feel like that, but, like, what is your thought on that?
Why do you miss working in person? Well, what aspects of working in person did you enjoy that you aren't getting now?
I want to say because, like, I'm still working in the same field, so it's still medical.
Okay.
It's still, like, healthcare. I'm reading about the procedures and stuff that we're doing, but I'm doing something else, like on my computer, right, about those procedures. But then when I was working at the hospital, if someone said, for example, I don't know what this is, but like if someone said, oh, we need a heart test or something, I would do the heart test. So I'm like used to like, we need this, I'm going to do the actual procedure. And now it's more just like, oh, this is what they did. And then now it's like, I'm just on my computer, like figuring it out, if that makes sense. I don't want to get too into like what I'm doing, but it seems more like boring, I guess, is all I'm trying to say.
So you miss working in person because working from home seems boring?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you have to say to that though?
I mean, yeah, working from home is boring, but work is boring. You're not going to your job and thinking, I don't know, maybe you are, but most people are not going to their job and thinking, I love this.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So I feel like there's no... like, all work from home does is take out all the cons of working in person. I think the biggest L with working from home is, like, the social factor.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because, like, to your first part, like, yes, it is... like, there would be things I would do in person that were boring. It's, like, very repetitive. Now I'm just doing it on the computer, so it's, like, very repetitive. But also, yes, like, there's people I'm working with, but I don't talk to them, like, about random shit that I would normally talk to them in person when I just have downtime.
Yeah, but who cares? Why do you need that at work?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like you don't need that at work. Okay, you don't need that at work, but I just feel like, for example, today I called someone because I didn't have a password for something, and they were like, oh, it's like the lady who on the other line was like, oh, it's nice to talk to someone because like me and my best friends are my keyboard and my headset. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, is that what's going to happen to me? You know what I mean? Like, no social interaction or very limited. I don't know. Do you ever feel like that? Like, you don't have as much.
No, but it's not like you're not talking to people.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So what do you mean no
social? It's not that I'm not talking to people, but it's like I'm talking to people in a, like, I need you to know this information because this is what I'm supposed to do. But like when I worked in person, it was like, oh, I'm talking, obviously, like when I talk to patients and shit, it was about their like procedure and stuff. When I would talk to coworkers, it was about like random shit. But like I don't really have that many like coworker interactions, which I'm not used to.
Yeah, that's valid.
But I mean, like, I will admit, though, there are times when, like, you know, you have that shitty coworker where you're just like, I don't want to talk to you, but, like, I have to just because, like, we're here.
Right.
That does cut out that bullshit. But then there was genuinely, like, people, like, genuinely, like, enjoyed talking to you that, like, I don't have as much with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I think I have coworkers that I'm very fond of. Would I ever go into the office to see them? Yeah, once in a while. But it's like, I'm totally okay with just interacting through a Zoom in the comfort of my home in my boxers.
I agree. That is nice. Yeah. That is very nice. I'll give you that.
When I used to go into the office like once a week, I'd have to wake up like an hour earlier, shower, get ready, put on my contacts, drive, and then sit in a office that isn't my room. And if I have like downtime, I just have to pretend to work.
No, I agree. Like I do enjoy being in my boxers with my shirt off, hand in my pants, you know, just fucking on my phone when like,
right,
I wouldn't normally have that
exactly
in person.
Yeah.
Or I'd have to hide like in a certain spot where I can do that. You know what I mean? But now I can just do it.
You're taking off your pants?
I'm not doing that. Okay, oh, yeah.
You're finding... AJ finds a certain... Hey, shout out. Check your cameras.
Chill the fuck out.
Check. Chill out. The back rooms.
Chill out.
Okay? I know AJ was naked, hand in his pants, because he wanted that.
There's definitely been times where... Okay, my pants were not off. Okay, let's get that back straight. I never took my pants off.
They're like, they're to my ankles, bro. They're still on. They're just down to my ankles. Okay, go on. They weren't off, but... Hold on. That's not a good way to start off a story about you at work. But anyways, proceed.
I mean, okay, look. Like, my pants weren't off necessarily, but I would definitely find, like, as close to a bed as possible. Like, as in, like, I would put a blanket on myself that were meant for patients.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, or find a pillow that were meant for patients.
Where are you going to lay it down, though? Like, where are you going to sleep?
Trust me, man. I just found it. Like,
no, like...
There was a supply closet that, like, nobody, like, really went into besides other EMTs. And then, like, when the EMTs would come in, I'd be like, give me 5 minutes. And they would be like, I understand. You know what I mean? Like, the only shitty thing is when, like a nurse or a manager walked in,
yeah,
I'd be like, fucked. I'd be like, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I would do for that was, like, I would pretend to be, like,
looking for shit.
Yeah.
Well, how are you gonna do that if you're laying down?
I wasn't necessarily laying. Okay, it was like one of these.
So there's a chair.
It was a stool, and I had another stool to put my legs up. And it was,
why'd you bring a pillow and a blanket then?
So I could, like, rest my head.
What about the blanket?
And, like, put it on me.
Okay.
And then, like, if I heard the door move, I would go. and then start looking up.
Like, bro, they definitely know, man. They're looking at the pillow on the ground and the blanket, like, crumbled up on the ground. They're like, dude, this motherfucker's sleeping.
But then at the end of the day, I think, oh, I'm getting paid way less than it should be for this. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You can do whatever you want with me. You're not going to fire me.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah, so.
You say that.
But then I definitely thought, like, oh my god, like,
yeah. That's the AJ. You only say this because you didn't get fired, right? In the moment, you're like, shit, what do I do?
No, for real. But yeah, I mean, going back to it, yes, I do agree that, like, it is comfortable working from home, but there's just certain aspects of, like, fucking around with coworkers that I, like, sort of miss in person that you don't get as much.
Yeah, I mean, fucking around with coworkers is always nice, but I would never take that over me sitting in a room in my boxers.
I agree. Yeah. I think I've come to realize, like, yeah, it's not worth the hassle of, like you said, putting on clothes, driving, or taking the subway or whatever. It's not worth it.
Like, I would much rather, like, hang out with my coworkers outside of work if we're that tight. Like, shout out April.
Right.
Like, kicked in New York.
I see.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
But won't you... Oh, maybe this is because, like, my older job was hourly and your salary. But, like I'm not getting paid extra to do extra work. So it was like, might as well fuck around with my coworkers while getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, wait, that makes no sense. I'm salary. I don't get paid extra for overtime. You do.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
I'm just not used to it, I think. I think that's, like, the biggest thing. I'm just not used to it.
All right. So you, like, you just started working from home. I think what I noticed about once you started working from home is that you started taking a lot of naps.
Correct.
I want to say you weren't a big napper in Cape Town, because to me it was like you'd come home from a long shift and you just go to bed, like you would sleep.
Yeah, like I'm sleeping for the night.
Yeah, for the night.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I think you nap like every day.
Correct. The reason I've been napping every, like, not every night, but most recent nights is because...
No, you nap like every day, bro. Come on.
Okay, I do nap every day. Yeah, but because, like, well, one is the fact that we're staying up till 3 a.m.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's not my fault. On the weekends, yeah, but not
okay. On the weekends is fine. Okay, the weekends.
Yeah, weekday,
fine.
Weekday.
I think this week was a little fucked. But, like, we've been sleeping at 3 a.m. Oh, no, well, not maybe not necessarily your fault, but, like, you know, I've been sleeping late, and I feel like, you know, I only get like 5-6 hours of sleep, And because I'm baby, I need like 7 to 8. So then after work, I'm like, I'm going to take a nap.
No, that's valid. I feel like I would take more naps if I had to, but I don't need to.
But so. Like, aren't you comfortable off of 6 hours of sleep?
I am.
See, that's what, like, I'm not comfortable off of that. I don't know if it's like a mindset.
You just got to kind of.
Is it a mindset?
Just got to do it.
But isn't it like recommended you get 7 to 8?
I mean, it's also recommended you drink like a gallon of water a day.
Yeah, but
I don't think either of us do that. It's a lot of things people recommend, man. But will you die? No, you're not
gonna That's
die.
Fair. Yeah, I've been napping a lot. And I feel a little bad about it because I feel like it kind of slows my day down after work. Because like after I wake up from a nap, I'm just like, bro, I don't want to. I'm a little lazy.
I think naps are good, though, if you're doing it for a good reason.
No, but don't, like, I'm one of those people, I don't know how you are, but, like, I'm one of those people where, like, I aim to take a 20 to 30 minute nap, and then I end up taking a 2 hour nap.
No, I've never been that way. I cannot. A, I'm not a big napper.
Okay.
B, if I ever nap, it's like a three, four hour nap. Oh. I can't sleep for 20 to 30 minutes. That doesn't feel refreshing to me. But if I'm going to nap, it's going to be a long nap. And that's like, I only do that if like I literally got like no sleep the night before. Like I either all-nightered or maybe I slept like an hour or two.
Right.
That's when I'll like nap. But like if I get at least like, I want to say 4 hours of sleep, I think I can just function correctly the next day and then just wait till I go to bed and then just have like a really good night's rest.
But don't you feel like you're tweaking throughout the day? Like if you get off only like 3 hours of sleep or no?
Not really.
Really?
No.
I feel like my eye starts twitching. Like I need like two to three cups of coffee. Shit like that.
No.
Really?
No.
Man, I'm just not built different.
Maybe, bro.
No, I do agree though. It is like a mindset where like, I want to say the napping has come from one me like listening to too much of like the, like this is what you should do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are that guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely that guy. Like
you, AJ's the guy in high school where if, you know, like the teacher didn't give us homework, everyone's like, score, yes.
Whoa.
He's like, teacher, you didn't give us homework.
Okay, you think I did? There's no way you can think I did that in high school. Because like in high school, I never did that.
No, but I'm saying if you put yourself now.
Oh, yeah, now.
Into high school, you'd be like, wait.
Yeah.
Teacher. He's that guy.
But it's like, it's weird because I never used to be that guy.
You weren't.
And yeah. Now I'm just like a worrywart.
Yeah.
As you say. Like I'm like a, I don't
AJ,
know.
AJ is the type of guy to get like a splinter and he'll be like, fuck dude, am I going to get cancer? And then I have to be like, I literally have to like calm him down. I'm like, AJ, no, like dude, it's just a splinter, man. You're fine. And I get that. Like, don't get me wrong. If you had like a lump on your head.
Yeah,
I mean, you're worried about that, dude. That's valid, yeah, that's bro. I'd worry about that too.
Yeah.
But then it's like it's always the smallest things where I'm like, AJ, bro, like, come on, man.
Dude, I cannot tell you how many times I've been on WebMD or like recently, right? Like my knees have been hurting after like a club event or something. I cannot tell you how many times I've looked up, is my ACL torn?
Oh my god. Dude, no, you do that too much, bro. I feel like every time, like, dude, okay, the funniest thing to me was like during like I guess it's still COVID season. No, actually I think we're out of it, but anyways, like when it was like peak COVID time, like I don't know, 2020 to like 2022 ish anytime like AJ had like, he was like feeling shitty, it's like, dude, I might have COVID, bro. And I'm like fuck, like there's no way, or I mean there is a way, but I'm like, dude, I feel like you're just worried about having COVID and you take a test that's negative. I'm like, yeah bro, like you're fine.
Yeah, that's fair. But then remember there was two times where I was like, oh, I actually had COVID.
No, okay, the first time you got COVID was obvious. That was like, you are dead,
right?
And I was like, okay, this motherfucker, like this is not safe. Second time, yeah, this is a little more off-putting, but like those two times, you were correct out of maybe 10.
That is true.
Yeah. There were 8 other times where you're like, oh my God, guys. Dude, he comes back home from it. He's like, guys, my throat hurts. I think I might have COVID. And then me and Ben just look at each other like, bruh, no way. And then he'll take a test, and then he'll come out and be like, no, I feel good now. What happened? No, my throat's fine. And I'm like, dude, this guy's full of shit.
Okay, but you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, better get that homework, you know. Gotta get your reps in. You gotta get your math questions in.
Okay, but like, okay, I guess the COVID thing was more like, I'm not trying to get you infected.
It's not just COVID,
bro. Okay, but that's fair.
That was an example.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I definitely do worry more than I used to.
I don't even know how we got here. Oh, I will say, AJ in high school was like the most like D-gaff goon guy ever.
Right.
Yeah, like this guy did not give a fuck about what he wore because he had some trash ass fits. Yes. He did not give a fuck about... I don't think you gave a fuck about women.
I did, but not enough for me to like do anything about it. Like, yeah, it wasn't as severe as it is now.
He was just like a... He was just like a boy's boy, you know? He's a boy. He was a boy's boy, but now he's a bitch.
Dude, I don't know what it is. I want to say, like... I don't know how deep I'm trying to get with this. But, like, I will... I look at where I am now. And I look back at where I was before. And, like, before, I didn't think. And that got me to where I am today. So now I'm like, oh, maybe I should think. But then it's also hindering, like, what I do. You know what I mean?
No, but, like, I think, but I don't... I'm not like that.
Yeah, I guess I take it to the extreme, if that makes sense. Like,
no.
Okay.
I think you're just thinking about the wrong things.
Okay, fair
enough. I think, like, if I have a knee ache, I never, like, obviously, like, if it lasts for a while, I'll try and look up what it is. But if it's, like, a knee thing, I won't, like, if it doesn't last, like, an extended period of time, I won't even worry about it. Even if it does, like, I just, you know, believe that it'll get better.
No, it's just because like I feel like I get too scared of, like, I remember David was telling us about like the fitness dude who died because he had a stroke but he didn't know about it and he had a headache. Okay, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. No, like scares me, bro.
Dude, there's stories online everywhere about how people can die. Does every single one scare you? Like, bro, there's people that die on the subway.
Okay.
There's people that die walking outside. There's people that get hit by cars.
I guess if you live in fear, you're not really living, is what you're trying to say.
No, but yeah, that works. I was not trying to get at that, but yeah, sure.
Like, or that, maybe that, not that, in that fear, but like just like if you overthink things to the point of like stupid things. Like if you overthink stupid things, like it's just gonna ruin like
how. Yeah, like my question is like, why don't you think this hard about like making more money? But like, but you decide to use all this brain effort on like, oh, why my knees hurt?
Because my knees hurt, man. Yeah, my bank account hurts, but like,
that's what I'm saying. But it's like, I know you want the money more. I want to say,
I do want the money,
but more. Like, you won't think about it as much as you do with like things that make you worry. I don't even know how to say this, but like, you worry so much about.
No, I know what you... Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, I think I may have found a solution or a answer for this. I don't know if it's the answer, but maybe it's because like with things like money, it's not an easy solution to find.
Correct.
But like obviously with your knee hurts, you Google it, you can find like... You can go down a rabbit hole for why your knees hurt, but like your brain can find a solution that will just like attach to it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
no. You'll like, for example, if you go down the WebMD rabbit hole for an hour, you might actually believe you have knee cancer or something.
Yeah.
But then with money, it's like, you can Google shit for an hour, and you may want to try a method, but that doesn't mean, just because you Google shit for an hour, like, that doesn't mean that method you find will work.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I agree. I think with the knee example, like, let's say I did tear my ACL or whatever.
The fix is
to get surgery, obviously.
Yeah, but I just want to say, you'd be a fool to think you tore your ACL and you're like walking and like talking fine and like you're like totally okay. Like,
I know. I've seen Johnny tear's Achilles.
That like fool could not walk, bro.
Yeah, I know.
He came home and this fool's leg was like at least 1.5 times bigger than it was, and look at your legs. I can't even pan the camera, but I wish I could. They look completely normal.
No, this one. Oh my god! Look how big. No, I'm just fucking with you, but yeah. Yeah, no, I do think it's the complex questions. Like you said, like money, you can make a bunch of money in a million ways. More than a million ways. There's so many ways to make money. But like you fixing your knee, for example, is like you do surgery or physical therapy. I don't know. Like there's two or three ways to fix it.
Yeah.
I kind of just shy away from the whole like complexity of things.
Yeah.
I got like really deep. Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just like a, you know how like, you know, the science, I'm the scientific, I'm not even scientific calculator. I'm the basic calculator with like the basic X functions.
Okay. Like the ones you used to buy at Office Depot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones for
plus,
elementary.
Plus minus divide. To,
clear and yeah, equal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like all that shit.
Multiply,
but like
yeah,
the way I should be thinking about like the more important things is to be a TI-84 with like the science. No, not even a TI. What's the graphing calculator?
TI-84.
Oh, yeah. Like if you think about things in the right way of a TI-84, then you're chilling. I don't know if that's what you're trying to get at. I don't know if that was a good example
either. I don't think it worked. But I understand. I get it.
Or maybe I like the elementary school calculator because it's so simple, but I don't like TI-84 because there's so many options. I don't want to learn about them.
Ooh, yeah, maybe. That one kind of hit a little deeper. Yeah, maybe.
Like you can do so much more with the big graphing calculator compared to the basic one, but there's so much more learning curve that I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, that's true. I didn't use to think like that, like all worry-wordy, but now I don't know. I don't know why that changed. Maybe.
Yeah, dude. I don't remember ever doing this to you, but I think this started happening post Irvine. So like K-Town and now. But it's like, I feel like I always have to like calm down your like emotions.
Do you not want to say that? Is that because we've already lived together for X amount of time?
No, like, but that's the thing. It didn't happen in Irvine.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't really remember, but I don't think it did as much as it did in K-Town.
I want to say if we can't remember, then I don't think it did. Because I think in K-Town, like I can for sure think of times where you're worrying way too much about stuff.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah.
What is the core root of this problem? Just kidding. No, we're not gonna get it.
Ben. No. I don't know. Well, it's like, I don't think, like, in Irvine, this is just an example. Just an example, okay? It's not too crazy. Yeah. As an example, like, in Irvine, when we would be like, oh, let's go out to drink, but you have work tomorrow, I think you were more lenient to go out than you were in K-Town. So I feel like in K-Town, you were definitely like, no, I'm not doing this. But then in Irvine, it was definitely more, I don't remember you doing that as much versus K-Town.
Valid.
Yeah. Like, hell, there was even a time we went to Yardi and, like, you almost let Ben drive your car in Irvine. Oh. And I was like, AJ, that's not a... I looked at you and I'm like, that's not a good idea.
But yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I can't give you that answer off the top of my head right now.
I have a question. So my theory for why I love drinking so much is because I'm holed up in my house. In our house. Our apartment. 5 days out of the week.
I agree.
I want to know if you actually agree with that. And like, it's... Your view of drinking is different than what you viewed it, than how you viewed it in
LA
when you were working in person.
Obviously, it's very, I want to say it's a little bit premature in my opinion of this because we just started like living here and I just started working. But yeah, dude, I do feel fucking gross just holed up in here all day, every day. And it's like, I need to do something. I don't know. I don't necessarily want to say I like drinking more, but if that's the activity that like everyone's doing, then fuck it, I'm down.
Yeah, but what would you do instead? You know how many times in LA I told you, let's go on a hike, and you're like, nah, I don't want to go hike.
You're right.
I don't want to do this. AJ, let's go to the beach. I don't want to go. I don't like the beach. AJ, let's take a weekend to go camping. I don't like camping.
Maybe. Maybe. One, it's the fact that everyone's doing it. But two is the fact that, like, I don't want to do things because alcohol is so interesting. I didn't say amazing, but it's interesting. It makes me want to do things.
Yeah, that's valid.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it may be I've seen more of the positives slash being cooked up in the house, the apartment, the entire time. That's making me want more than before to drink.
Yeah, when you work from home, dude, it's like very easy to not breathe fresh air for a whole day.
Yes.
It's like, it's not hard to do that.
But also, shout out to the Aaron Yang boot camp of drinking. I've gone through an intensive program, money guaranteed. That
money guaranteed. I just give them money. You join the boot camp, I give you money. Money guaranteed.
Hey, if I said
you said money back guaranteed. Yeah,
money back guaranteed. Sorry, sorry.
Money guaranteed.
Fun time guaranteed. Like in LA versus New York, I don't want to keep going back to this, but it's like, I don't know why. I don't know if it's just like the people hang out with, but whatever. Well, actually, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to say that like I see the social benefits of drinking more than versus like not drinking as much.
Here?
Yeah.
See, that's fucked up. Because AJ just admitted that he wouldn't want to drink with his close friends back in LA. But now that he's in a new city meeting new people, he's down to drink. That's so mean.
That's not what it is. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. That's not what it is.
Then what is it?
What it is when I'm in LA, most people can drink out drink me. But here, a lot of people don't drink as much as we did in LA from the people I've met. And like, I feel some sort of like, not power, but like, I feel like Thanos a little bit.
Like, create a monster.
You know what I'm saying? Which I understand, which is now what I understand why you think.
No, that's not how I think.
Okay, what do you think?
I'm very understanding of people's alcohol tolerances.
Okay, understandable.
Yeah.
No, I'm taking it in the villain route.
Yeah,
I cannot drink you, bitch.
Yeah, I don't ever tell someone I can outdrink them. I've never done that.
I've been telling Hunter.
I know. Frame one, since we landed, you're like, I cannot drink this pussy.
Hunter, if you watch this, and I'm sure you probably will eventually, I can outdrink you, bitch. Except for that one time when I threw up. I forgot where we were, but that was an anomaly. I'll drink you right now.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But
random segue. Have you heard of RCTA? I doubt you've heard of this.
Race car.
No.
Transit.
Anal.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that reminds me. I want to play one game after.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, I don't know what RCTA. I don't know what that is.
So apparently, I think it stands for race change to Asian or race change to another or something like that. But basically, RCTA is like people who aren't, well, from what I've seen, right? I don't know. But I've seen a lot of TikToks lately about people who are not Asian wanting to be Asian. So they'll, I guess they're RCTA, but hold on. Let me just show you so you understand what the fuck this is, because this shit is insane, bro. My whole feed is fucked now because I like so many of these videos just to like show you. But yeah, anyways, so you kind of get like,
yeah,
RCTA. So it's like people who aren't Asian trying to be Asian, and they'll do this thing called like face claim. I don't even know what that means, but it's like, I think it's like they're just claiming this look and then they're like trying to look like them. And it's just, it's weird, bro. I think it's weird.
Dude, that's just wrong.
It's wrong, man. Bro. Like, I feel like,
or continue.
It's like fetishization, yeah, on like the next, like yellow fever is one thing, right?
Right.
This is like insane, bro.
Yeah, no, it's one thing to respect someone's culture, and I get it, you like it, that's fine, I don't care. But if you're like, I want to be them to the point where like, I need to physically change
my appearance, that's what they're doing,
though, bro. That's just wrong, man.
It's like, crazy.
Don't get me wrong, I was like a Koreaboo in high school, right? I love Korean shit.
You know? Still are.
Anyways. But I'm not gonna fucking change my appearance. Maybe I'll change my haircut at most.
He's like, dude, you know what? Maybe I'll put on eyeliner. Maybe.
Maybe I'll change my name to Jimin.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, but I'm not RCTA. No, just kidding.
Well, no, but this shit is like, it's pretty insane.
No, that's fucking wild. I think it's cool that, like, you know, Asian people are getting, like, you know, their fucking shit. But, like, at the same time, bro, like, that's way too much. That's way too much, man. Like, you don't need to be doing all that. Like,
no, I saw a TikToker talk about, I don't know her name, but if you're watching this, shout out to you. She was like, how funny would it be if Asian people did that to white people?
To white people,
bro. So, like, we're, like, wearing, like, you know, like, trying to make our eyes bigger. And then she literally said, like, oh, like, I claim the name Abigail. like, bro, we're not out here doing that. And, like, we never have, you know? Like,
I love chicken pot pie.
Exactly. It's just so insane, bro.
Bro, that's fucking wild, bro. Yeah. I mean, dude, like, obviously you can do your shit, but, like, bro, I don't agree with that. Like, that's just wrong, in my opinion. Like, I don't know, man.
It's crazy. Oh, I have a game.
Okay.
Have you seen the game? I don't even know what it's called. But, like, you just count down 3, 2, 1, and then you say a word, and you keep saying a word until, like, you get it. Like, you say the same word.
You say it, like, ditto type shit? Like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've... Okay,
you've never seen that?
No, I'm down to try.
Okay, so I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and then you just say a word, and we have to go until we get the same word.
Okay.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, penis. Apple. Dude.
Why did you think penis was the first word?
Because I know you would say penis normally.
Why would I think about rolling? Why would I think about penises?
You, AJ? You're laughing right now because you know I'm right. You're laughing right now. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to say what AJ would say so we can just get it frame one. When would AJ Roa ever say apples?
I don't know.
Never.
Yeah, that was the first thing that popped in my head, though.
Cap, because there's a camera.
Okay.
If we did this without it,
okay,
it would have been penis or vagina.
Okay, fair. Okay. Well, let me think.
Okay, no. So basically,
no vulgar shit. No, that no, no. Can't
but be. How this goes is, like, after the first word, you have to know that I said penis. I have to know that you said apple. So you're keeping that in mind. So we're trying to get to the same word now. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Banana.
Peaches.
So we're just on fruits.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not fun.
Let's restart. Let's restart. Let me clear my brain. Let me clear my cache. Okay, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
SpongeBob. Okay. Ping pong, SpongeBob.
3, 2, 1. Patrick.
I was about to say Patrick, but I couldn't say it.
What are you doing? Okay, restart. Okay?
Okay. Wait. 3, 2, 1. McDonald's.
Ambulance. Okay.
What'd you say?
Ambulance.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hamburger.
Canes. I don't know.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Fries.
Fuck! That was close.
Fuck!
That was close. Okay.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Soda.
Ranch.
Fuck!
What the fuck?
Dude, we're like one off from each other. Okay.
Wait.
Hold on. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Ketchup.
Coleslaw. Bro, how the fuck are we're naming the whole Canes menu like individually? Like, we're not even saying the same shit.
Okay, hear me out. Think. Okay, I can't give you.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Canes ice cream. Sauce. Fuck. Okay. All right. I thought we'd be better at this. I thought when I said penis, I was like, oh, it's it.
You said cane sauce. I said ice cream.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Spoon.
Honey mustard.
We're actually very bad at this. Okay.
What did you say?
Spoon. What does that mean? Like walking spoon?
Yeah.
No. Wait, I think.
You said spoon and I said...
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard?
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Nuggets.
Okay. Fuck.
I think we're somewhat close now.
Maybe. Wait. Can you repeat a word? I don't know. Let's say no. Let's make it more interesting.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Texas. Brisket.
Hold on. A few moments later.
3, 2, 1. Dumbo. Asian. Yeah, we're just kidding. Like,
no way, you're not getting
it. Yeah.
1 eternity later.
3, 2, One.
Danny Rojas. Oh, I was about to pick that one.
Bro, there's no way.
Okay, I got it. Three, two one. Coach Beard.
What? You're joking.
So much later that the old narrator got tired of waiting and they had to hire a new one.
I think I see where your headspace is. All right.
Three, two, one. Vodka.
What the fuck? You said four Asian shits. Oh, I got one.
Three, two, one. San Miguel. Oh my god.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, dude. That was way too hard.
That was crazy.
Half people are like, what the fuck did you just say?
I know.
San Miguel.
That took way too long.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, we're bad. All right, thank you guys for watching episode 43 of the Bello Boys podcast. As always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And we're bringing back the questions in the comments. Make sure you leave us some questions in the comments.
Yep, if you want to know what my foot size is, let me know.
And what it smells like.
You know what it smells like.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time.